The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Good morning, Birmingham. It is Friday, May the 20th, with partly cloudy skies, a high of 90. I am Richard Dixon alongside Valerie Vining, and boy, have we got news for you.
To the news.
Hungry for news.
Both Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher got a hand slap by the SEC yesterday for going back and forth at each other.
Stop fighting, boys. Stop fighting.
We're all part of the same family.
Sort of.
Don't make me turn this conference around.
Hey, we're settle this on the field.
We're all part of one big family until your recruiting class looks better than ours.
Yeah.
Now we're no longer friends.
Saban yesterday said that Texas A&M bought all of their players with NIL, name, image, and likeness recognition payments, essentially. And, you know, and Nick says, well, we didn't pay any of our players. We didn't have to do any of that sort of stuff. Jimbo Fisher came back and said, totally untrue. We never broke any rules. We didn't this. We didn't that. Interestingly, Saban did not accuse him
of
breaking any rules. Never suggested that he cheated or anything of that
nature.
Seemed
a little guilty trying to defend himself.
That was a little weird. And then Jimbo Fisher claims, you know, sort of that, and he did this on an interview on our sister station on Jocks, claiming that Saban had broken. He's been a rule breaker all his life.
Well, he called him God.
He said,
I was like, whoa.
He said, well, really, which rules did he break? He's like, okay, when you ask for specifics, suddenly you couldn't come up with any answers. You know, the thing is, when you're at the top, you got a big target on you. You get shot at a lot. And Jimbo Fisher, who's been around for a while, you know, is a good coach. Don't get me wrong. You remember he was the coach in waiting at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Could not wait any longer. Went over to Florida State. Didn't do great with them. Did okay. Then ended up at Texas A&M, Texas, you know, blood rival over there. And is now a member of the SEC. Texas will soon be a member of the SEC as well. And Texas A&M and Alabama will meet on the field this year, and maybe we'll see what happens. But Jimbo says, my relationship with Nick Saban is over.
Yeah. Nick did try to reach out to Jimbo via phone, and Jimbo would not take his calls and pretty much said that, that whatever friendship they had is over with. And you had Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, come out and said, hey, both of you are breaking some bylaws here. You need to knock this off.
Hug it out. Let's hug it out. Come on.
Nick tried to reach out, and Jimbo said no. So I don't know where their relationship goes, but was it wrong for Nick Saban to maybe call out A&M? I think he's just frustrated. You know, the conversation on Wednesday night is where this all kind of started. And I understand the frustration. There's different rules for different states when it comes to name, image, and likeness, and there needs to be some conformity, like everybody's under the same umbrella, because if you don't, this is going to get completely out of hand.
Absolutely.
I think it already is out of hand.
There's a couple of positives to the NIL thing. One is that it might keep players around a little bit longer. We talked about this yesterday. As a UAB basketball player who's certainly ready for the NBA. The NBA would probably have him this season, this coming season, if he wanted to go. But he said, you know, with the NIL thing, I can continue to play school ball. I can continue to work on my education, and I can make money doing that. So that's a good thing. It keeps a great player around for another year and keeps eyes focused on UAB and that team. The bad thing is that, you know, when people start talking about pouring money into schools, like, good Lord, Samford just got $100 million in one big chunk from a former graduate of the school. Instead of using that money, especially when it comes to big schools, like giving money to Alabama, these multimillionaires might look at it instead and go, well, how about if I just pay your first string quarterback to come out here and be the spokesperson for my gasket factory? How about that? Maybe that's the way to handle this. And the school doesn't get the money. The kid gets the money. The school gets the quarterback for 4 years.
Yeah.
But they don't have the money to work with, and they don't have, you know, they can't use it for to give to kids and to help them go to school.
You know, here's my question too for a coach like Nick Saban and some of the other really good ones that are out there across the country. Is it possible they're going to, if the SEC commission doesn't get a handle on this and really have some stringent rules and figure out how to do this, are coaches like Saban going to go, you know what, this is where I say I'm headed off to my place in North Georgia.
Right.
I'll be on the lake. I'll see y'all later.
I have made enough. I've got two Mercedes dealerships. I think I'll just leave now.
Yeah, that you just wonder that.
And then you know what happens? Go Stallions. Okay. So,
yeah, they're undefeated.
Obviously, there's not much in the news today, or we wouldn't be spending so much time on this silly story. But Steve Marshall does say the Alabama Attorney General's office is ready to be the aggressor if, in fact, Roe v. Wade is overturned. We may get that ruling later today. I doubt it, but, you know, some Supreme Court stuff is going to be coming out today, and that could be part of it. What the deal is in 2019, Alabama passed the Human Life Protection Act, which bans abortion with limited exceptions. And a preliminary injunction was issued by U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson, who, if you know him, not a surprise. And that blocked the law from taking effect in October of 2019. This injunction would almost certainly have to be lifted. Marshall would, of course, have to go to court and get it lifted if Roe versus Wade is overturned, because we could say, we already have a law on the books that says this is the way you can handle abortion in Alabama. You, judge, just have to lift this injunction, and the Supreme Court says you have to lift this injunction. So, ta-da, we're done.
Yeah. Behind the scenes, it looks as if our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, is preparing for this, and that's good because from what we saw from that leaked opinion, it's possible that the Supreme Court could overturn this, and if it does, he's prepared. Working on some of these things within the state of Alabama. So good to know that he's on top of it. And if the Supreme Court rules that way, we think maybe in June we will be in a position to do what we need to do here in the state of Alabama according to abortion.
Marshall is a guy who does his homework and seems to always be on top of the situation, which I appreciate. And Kevin McCarthy, you know, Joe Biden earlier this week, and I didn't really cover this story, we probably should have. A few days ago, Biden was overheard saying, well, I'm done. I'm not working with the GOP anymore. They're just obstructionist, and there's no point because I can't seem to get them to agree with me on anything. So I'm just taking up an adversarial position.
Take a look in the mirror, you know.
Well, and Kevin McCarthy, the head of the House, the minority leader in the House, says, what work with? I've called the White House multiple times. He doesn't take my calls. You know when he took my call was when this horrible thing happened. It was Afghanistan. And I had to call through the switchboard. And then the switchboard, they called my office to make sure it was really me calling. And that's the one time the president took my call. He doesn't answer his direct line. He doesn't return my calls. I tried to talk to him about stuff. It doesn't happen. He's not trying to work with us. He's never tried to work with us. And I could see that from a distance. I didn't need Kevin McCarthy to tell me that. This guy has never once gone and tried to persuade Republicans to join him. He's like, well, I got a majority in the House, majority in the Senate. I own the White House. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Well, he's busy taking his naps there, Richard, that he doesn't have time.
But it's a working nap.
A working nap.
Yeah.
This is, I think, par for the course for President Joe Biden. And if anybody thought for a minute that he was, you know, honestly working with Republicans on anything, we've we're fooling ourselves. This president doesn't have any desire to do that.
As a kid, I remember hearing this turn of phrase, which is actually a fairly common saying. I didn't know it at the time. And I couldn't for the life of me figure it out because, you know, as a kid, you sort of think of everything literally, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. Everything's black and white.
Everything is very black and white.
Yes.
And the turn of phrase is Nero fiddled while Rome burned. And I was like, really? He actually had like a
fiddle.
Was it a violin or a lyra or what was it that he was playing?
It was a
lyre, whatever they call those things. And Rome is just in flames in the background. But here you have Joe Biden running around and talking about everything but the important issues. This is the very definition of Nero fiddling while Rome burns. This country's in serious trouble. We've got a baby formula shortage. We've got a southern border that's porous. We've got crime at all-time highs in almost every major American city. We've got gas that has it hits a new high every single day, and that's while we're releasing a million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
And look at the stock market. It's tanking everybody's money. Tanking.
Has dropped 2,200 points in the past 3 days.
Awful.
We're pouring money into a war in Ukraine when we can't afford to do it ourselves because inflation is completely off the chain over here and the American people are unable to afford to do even some of the most basic things. And Joe Biden is running around trying to divide the races. You just look at it and say, dude, you've got a crisis on your hands. It's time to roll up your sleeves and attack these things one by one. Fix the ones you can fix first, and then put in long-term plans to fix the ones. But he doesn't seem to be interested in any of those. And it makes the case for those who say, well, this is their plan all along. They're trying to destroy the country.
Well, he obviously does not have a game plan. And he has no business being a president, much less a vice president. And now we've, you know, the curtain's been pulled back and we really see what Joe Biden is made of and what he's all about. And it started with Afghanistan. And it is just gotten worse with each and every day in this presidency.
Kamala Harris, boy, do we need her now.
Oh, goodness.
Just kidding. Chuck Davis Law, we could use him. Chuck Davis is my attorney. ChuckDavisLaw.com on the World Wide Web is general practice lawyer who can give you a pretty good idea of whether or not you have a case. Here's the deal. You go in, 823-9992. 823-9992. Make an appointment. You'll see Chuck Davis. And you sit down and you talk to him about, okay, here's the situation. My parents left town on a week's vacation. Sorry, every single time those two lines have to go together. So he says, I said this, I did this, I signed that, this is what happened, and now I think this guy should have to pay me money. And Chuck can look at it and say, yeah, you got a really good case here. Or, no, you don't have any case at all. And either way, it's best to know. If you do have enough to move forward, he will help you with that. And if you don't, then at least you have the peace of mind in knowing. And by the way, that initial consultation cost you absolutely nothing. Personal injury, slip and fall, wrongful death, divorce, custody, wills, probate, contracts, you name it. ChuckDavisLaw.com, 823-9992. No representation is made that the legal services provided are superior to legal services provided by other attorneys. To all you other kids all across the land, no sense arguing. Parents just don't understand. It is 6:14. Back in a moment. I want to go down a wormhole. Last night I was trying to catch a couple of YouTube videos before I go to sleep. They're short, they're easy to watch, they're, you know, they just, I basically until my lids get so heavy I can't watch.
What kind of YouTube videos are you watching?
I just, you know, a little 3 minutes. Sometimes it's music videos, sometimes it's funny little short, sometimes it's a clip of an interview of, you know, something. I ran across this 1999 Weird Al Yankovic VH1 Behind the Music.
Oh, God, that was deep.
I didn't bother to look to see how long it was before I started it. The next thing you know, I'm 27 minutes deep in this thing.
Oh, wow.
And I'm wide awake. I'm just like, because it takes it from the beginning of, like, his birth, and we're up to just past Like a Surgeon. And I was like, I got to go to sleep. I can't do this anymore. I got to turn this thing off. There's another like half hour.
You got the weekend, Richard, huh?
No, I don't. I'm driving to Oklahoma this
weekend. Oklahoma,
where the wind comes sweeping down the plains. Why is it every time I say that, people feel the need to break out into song?
I don't know, but every time you've said it, that's where I go.
But when I say Alabama, no one goes, sweet home, Alabama. Maybe they do.
Some do.
Maybe in our head.
All of this is copyrighted. Speaking of Alabama, how about one of those 100 dishes to eat in Alabama before you die? Smokehouse Restaurant and Cafeteria in front of the Farmer's Market on Findlay serves the food. That counts. They're open from 6 a.m. to 2:30 every single day. You should stop by for breakfast this morning. Enjoy some smoked ham and sausage and crispy bacon and hash browns. A lovely country-style breakfast. Smokehouse Restaurant, home-style cooking at its finest. Lunch has 35 fresh veggies purchased from that farmer's market every single day. 15 entrees as well. Stop by and try a little taste of heaven at the Smokehouse Restaurant. 348 Findlay Avenue West, next to the farmer's market. In business for 63 years, so they must be doing something right. Let's talk gas, shall we? Yeah. Got that heavy, heavy fuel. Gas producers say, you know what? We could drill more. We could drill, but then we could go out. We could put the drills in place. We could get the pipes going. We could get the trucks ready to go. We could pull all this stuff together. We could. But you know what? The Biden administration is so wicky-wicky, we're afraid to do it. It's a little bit like, imagine this, okay? I try to break things down. I try to make things as relatable as possible, Valerie. That's who I am.
Bring it to us.
I take
what
the big chunks of news
and give it little kibbles.
I spit it up. Right. I chew it up into tiny little, and then I regurgitate it into the mouth of baby birds.
Oh, baby birds.
That's the whole thing.
Baby birds, wake up, baby birds.
Imagine, if you will, that you're in a relationship with somebody of the opposite sex, obviously. And you are... one day they're up, the next day they're down. Sometimes you'll go weeks at a time and life will be great, and then suddenly they lose their ever-loving mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, I'd like to make a commitment to that person. I would like to put on the tux or the gown or whatever and go down the aisle with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea where they're going to be tomorrow or next week or next year. I just heard yesterday about a couple that dated for 10 years. Guy broke up with her, like, on the drive home from a date.
Oh.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah, but you don't know because it's mercurial, right?
Right.
So here we are with these oil companies that are like, yeah, we would love to start drilling. But you know what? Keystone XL pipeline started. Everything was okay. All systems were go. Then Obama comes in and goes, nope, stop. Everybody stop. And then Trump comes in and goes, no. It's okay. Go ahead. You're the best. It's going to be fantastic. And and so they start building again.
Yes.
And then Biden comes in and goes, nope. It's over. Stop. Everybody stop. And they're like, do you have any idea how much money we're wasting every single time
we begin this? That policy, that doesn't work in a business model.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot that goes into that.
Right.
Employees, money, where you're going to drill, all those things. I mean, there's a huge investment in that. And if you're like, stop, go, you're like, I'm not playing this game
anymore.
Red light,
green light, mother may I.
Right, I'm not
going
to do this.
You literally are making plans 10 years in advance as a company. And what that means is in 2022, you're planning all the way through 2032. And next year, you're planning through 2033.
Yeah.
And the year after that, you're planning through 2034. So you can't afford to start a project if you have a mercurial guy in the White House who could very easily pull the plug on you after, I don't know, another 6 months or a year, year and a half. How much money did you pour down that black hole? So they're like, yeah, we're not doing it. We'd love to drill more. We could. But this joker over here, we don't trust him.
Well, and I understand that business model.
So
I understand where they said, we're not going to drill because we don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah. So it's sad because you could be paying more for gas if you just had somebody who was a little more stable in the White House and who was giving all the go signs, you know? If every single sign was like, yes, please drill. We would love you to drill. We love you guys, and we need the fossil fuels.
Get ready for those higher gas prices because they're on the way.
We're not getting any.
We got a little ways to go.
World Games Countdown coming your way next, plus maybe a way to save. You know, everybody's talking about buying electric. There are other options, Valerie. Other options that people haven't even considered. We've got them for you coming up next.
Yeah, we made it to a Friday here at Talk 99.5. It is Dixon and Vining, and we are edging ever so close to our annual Jawbone Jam. It's next Thursday at Iron City. Super excited about it, and we thank our sponsors. One of those sponsors is Birmingham Broker. And by the way, Craig from Birmingham Broker will have a table at our Jawbone Jam next Thursday at Iron City. And anyone that comes in and makes an appointment to have their car looked at will save the marketing fee. This is only going to happen at Jawbone Jam. So if you've been thinking about selling your used car, come by Iron City next Thursday. Let Craig set you up with an appointment. And I'm very excited because right now I'm about in the process of selling my vehicle through Craig at Birmingham Broker. Talk about getting the most value out of your car. You will get that at Birmingham Broker. And again, save that marketing fee by coming by on Thursday night to see him. Also, find out more about Birmingham Broker. You can do that online at bhambroker.com, bhambroker.com.
632, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. The World Dame Game.
It's Friday. It's been a long week.
Lady.
The World Games countdown continues.
The 2022 World Games are coming to Birmingham. Talk 99.5 and Dixon Advining are committed to bringing you the most up-to-date, informative, complete, and comprehensive coverage of the 2022 World Games. And now, your World Games countdown. The World Games will be in Birmingham starting in
48 days.
What?
I said 48 days.
You mean 48 days.
That's what I said, 48.
Don't say it again.
The World Games. You'll hear it here. You hear?
That was an Irish guy.
I'm not sure about that.
That's what was
48 days, is it?
48 days.
48 days.
That's just a 48 days that we're waiting for the World Games. We're going to have people from Ireland here.
From all over the world.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
You know what? They're going to love our cuisine, I believe, because it's, I mean, everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
People from other countries, they come to Birmingham and they're like, everything is so fried and fatty and delicious and wonderful.
Because it's all sitting in wonderful, yummy grease and butter. And
well, of course, we got Frank Stitt here. This is a world-class chef, and there are numerous others, not to mention Will the Chub Father. Hello, come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got some amazing stuff happening here. But the one thing that they always pick on, foreigners always pick on, is our beer. They get here and they're just like,
what do you mean? We got some unbelievable breweries all over this city.
I know.
Golly, go to a brewery.
Compared to European beer, they're like,
ours is far better. So go like go having, to Good People or Cahaba or Ghost Train.
Like I having mean, sex in a canoe. You know what I mean? It's, bleeping near water.
Richard,
is what, it is.
What a comparison.
That's what they, no, seriously. And look, I love all of the, I mean, you know, I don't drink a lot of beer anymore, but yes, I mean, Back 40 is one of my favorites.
Back 40, very good. There's a whole bunch. We're overloaded in Birmingham.
Then go to Europe and drink some of their beer.
It's just different. It's just different.
You mean chew some of their beer.
Exactly.
It's so thick.
That's about
need a straw and a spoon.
Yes, indeedy. You come over here, you might have 3-4 different choices of a dark beer. Over there, there's like 214 different dark beers.
Well, there's some good, I'm telling you, I love some of the stouts at some of the breweries. There's some delicious stouts.
I'm just saying, it's don't pick on me. It's the damn Europeans.
I'm picking on you.
I'm talking about, they're the ones.
Well, tell them to quit being so
snobby. No, when you see them, you just bitch slap them. You just you're like, hey, you drink that beer and you like it, Frenchie.
You will. We got some Guinness. Yeah. What else do they want? Guinness is good.
Well, it's not the same Guinness. It's not the Guinness that we're getting in Ireland. It's not the same stuff.
Drinking oil over there is what they're drinking.
Yes, indeedy. Motor oil. And good, delicious, delicious motor oil. I used to love Guinness. Guinness is one of those deals that's like, I was a one Guinness guy. I could do one Guinness.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's pretty powerful.
Switch off to something considerably lighter. That's the other thing is in America, we have created all. Have you seen what they've got for beer out there now? They're like beer that's like, it's 80 calories and no carbs. Okay.
It's water.
That's beer flavored water, is what you've made there. I don't know if you noticed.
You just paid a lot for a little can of water, is what you did.
It gives me that great beer taste with that. So, the non alcoholic beer is the one that really gets me. It's like, so you don't want to be drunk, you just want to smell like you are. Is that what's going on?
No, officer,
there?
I promise there was no alcohol. I drank some beers, they're non alcoholic.
All the taste and none of the benefit.
Right, yeah. Loaded with THC, but I got no alcohol in me whatsoever. Hey, here's the thing about high gas prices. Everybody's talking, go electric. You got to go electric. That's the secret. If everyone just gets an electric car. And yes, under great certain circumstances, having an electric vehicle is a wonderful thing. But there are other alternatives. Did you know that?
Hello, friends. This is Ralph Spoilsport of Ralph Spoilsport Motors.
I've got a full lot filled with a lot of answers to your transportation needs. Gas going up, getting you down? Here's a little beauty that gets 60 miles to the gallon. It's not very fast, but it also mows your lawn. Here's our new electric car. It has a 300-mile range on 300 D-size batteries. If gas prices have you steamed, here's our steamer. If no gas is your goal, just shovel in the coal. But wait, we have the latest and greatest vehicle that doesn't use gas, electricity, or coal. Ladies and gentlemen, get a horse! Yes, Ralph's Spoil Sport Motors is now Ralph's Spoil Sport Stables. We got quarter horses, we got half horses, we got whole horses. Ride in Appaloosa to Tuscaloosa. Not in a hurry, get a Tennessee walking horse, or a mosey horse, or even a loitering horse. Our ponies aren't phonies. They can handle any terrain with exclusive four-hoof drive. Don't want to spend money on gas? Hey, they eat hay! And we got wagons to go with them. Covered wagons, uncovered wagons, wagon trains, wagon buses with wheels made out of wood. You know they're good. I'm Ralph Spoil Sport. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And nobody's equine is finer than mine. Don't mean to brag, but every nag is one you'll keep furlong. Get it, furlong? Saddle's not included.
Saddle not included. Speaking of horses, did you see the video of the horse that got his head stuck in a garbage can?
I did not.
Oh, it's great video. And I missed that show too. Remember where John just got that, what is it, Ed? What was the name of the
Ralph
horse?
Ralph Spoil Sport. What are you talking about? Oh, Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
Yes. You miss Mr. Ed?
Mr. Ed.
Really?
What a funny show.
You're the only person I
like
know
Mr.
who missed
Ed.
Oh, Wilbur. It was the same basic plot every single time.
It was a cute show. Like,
I have to keep people from knowing that Ed talks. We have to somehow keep that quiet. Like, what was the... And it also spurred one of the worst commercial television productions ever made, My Mother, the Car. They're like, if we can have a horse that talks, we can have a car that talks. How about we do that?
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah, electric cars, you know, that'd be nice to have one, but we're just not there yet.
No.
We're not there. And this administration can push and push and push electric cars. It's all great, and there are people that have them out there, but, you know. Good luck if you want to travel someplace other than the immediate city that you live in.
Sure, and that's what they're good for, is getting around town, and you got to make sure that you charge them up. People were shocked to find that, like, if a Tesla goes completely dead, you cannot recharge that battery. You cannot bring it back to life. You actually have to buy a new battery, and they're just $40,000.
Imagine that.
Literally the cost of my first home.
Oops, I forgot. Can you imagine? That's a $40,000 mistake.
$40,000 mistake. That's like my first wife. So, my only wife. Anyway.
You know, I had this discussion, and I think I mentioned it, about the idea of, you know, removing the battery. Instead of finding these charging stations, have the station just have a battery, and you replace. That's really what you're doing. Rather than paying $40,000 because the thing dies, just make sure that.
It's like a propane tank. You know, there was a time you'd have to take your propane out to Blossman Gas, and you'd have to have that thing refilled, and then you'd bring it back and use it again.
But now they got smart, because now you can find them anywhere and everywhere.
At every grocery, just Walmart, within a mile of my house, there are 5, maybe 8 places where I can swap off my gas cylinder.
See, why don't we do that?
Perfectly good propane cylinder that's half full. And yet they're charging me full price. It's wonderful. It's amazing.
I say we do that with electric car batteries. There's gas stations everywhere. Just put them at the gas station next to the pump.
This is an idea whose time has come, Valerie Vining.
Yes, that's right.
I like the way you think.
Thank you.
I don't know. I obviously there's going to be some sort of nominal fee.
Yeah.
You know, they've charged up the battery, and then you give them yours,
just
and they charge
your
battery.
If you were going to go there and get gasoline, it'd be the same thing. You pay for the gasoline. Instead, you pay for the battery.
Either that or... Like, the horse idea is starting to sound pretty good to me. I got to be honest.
How about a scooter or a mini bike? Let's just do go-karts back and forth to work.
I've just recently gotten into horse racing. I wasn't really a big fan.
Was it this past really Kentucky like... Derby
the
that
Kentucky
did it
Derby
for you?
Really got me going. So I started, like I told you, I watch YouTube videos all the time, and I really got excited about it. I was watching one last night, as a matter of fact. It's a race for 2-year-olds. And how they kept those babies on the horse, I do not know, but it was very impressive.
They duct tape them to the horse.
They
is that what
to.
They do?
That's as near as I could tell.
That is awful.
And there was so much screaming and crying, and that was just the mothers. Mr. Bugs is going to come out and fix your bug problem. I was just chatting with him the other day about the mosquito reduction and how much I love it. and what a difference it makes in my world. They said, well, it's exploding. And I said, you mean the mosquito population? They said, no, our business, because of the mosquito population. So if you are suffering from the mosquito, and believe me, we got rain coming in this next week. It is going to start pouring. Oh, man. Once that happens, Katie bar the door, the skeeters are going to be out in a big way. So long as you get them there doing the mosquito reduction, you may as well talk to them about exterminating the bugs inside the house and then potentially keeping the bugs on the outside, of course. And if you have a rodent problem, they'll be happy to take care of that for you, too. They have an interesting philosophy on how all of this stuff works, which is maybe a little different from other pest control companies. But everything they use is safe for pets and for kids. And that's good because I got a couple of each in my house right now. Mr. Bugs, that's Mr. Bugs to you, MRBUGGS, 844-MRBUGGS. And for the time being, their local number is 900-3433. That's Mr. Bugs. They know what bugs you.
It is Dixon and Vining. For those of you that maybe have a family that is growing and you've got that one table that y'all gather around and it's only for four, and maybe you need six, maybe you need eight, maybe you need ten, even a bigger table, go see Lanius Furniture in Warrior and check out the selection. I saw some beautiful dining room tables, one of those big ones everybody can gather around, and then of course you can select the chairs that you want to go with it. Trust me, they have some beautiful furniture at Lanius Furniture, from dining room tables and sofas to bedroom suits. If you need a mattress, John Lanius has that too, and amazing prices too. Take a look online and then take a little drive up to Warrior and go see John Lanius and the great staff at Lanius Furniture. Online, it's laniusfurniturecompany.com, laniusfurniturecompany.com. Go check it out and go see them. Some beautiful things. And don't forget about the great selection of Lazy Boys. You can load that up in your vehicle and take it home this weekend. Lanius Furniture in Warrior.
6:50, it's time to talk to our movie maven. That's the one and only Debbie Schlissel. Debbie does movies.com on the World Wide Web to find out more about her. Greetings, Debbie, and how are you on this fine Friday?
Hi, doing great. Good morning. So at the box office this weekend is the new Downton Abbey movie. It is the second movie. I actually like that. I'm not a Downton Abbey fan.
No.
I never could get into that.
What?
I know. People, you know, but you have to watch it from the beginning, the TV show. And I tried to watch it when it was on Palestinian Broadcasting System, PBS, and I just never could get into it because I didn't see it from the beginning. But a lot of people have told me they like it, both men and women, so it's got that universal appeal. The first movie was okay because I didn't really, you know, follow the show, so I didn't have the nostalgia for that. I really enjoyed this movie, the second movie. It's much better. It has intrigue. It is very funny. The clothes, the costuming, the sets, just everything is fabulous. The stories, I really enjoyed this movie. It's very well done, and I wasn't bored for a second. And like I said, I'm not even a Downton Abbey fan, so if you are, you will probably like this movie. Dom Maggie Smith, always a delight.
I believe it's
a great actress.
I think it's Dam Maggie Smith.
Of course, that's what Richard's going to say.
I'm just reading it the way it's written.
Debbie, here. I want to ask this. If you've never seen any of this, the Downton Abbey, any of it, and you just go and see this movie, would you enjoy it? Do you think the average person would enjoy it? Yeah,
you would. And, in fact, there is about a five-minute, four-minute trailer at the beginning that tells you everything about all the characters and what has happened to them. It's a primer. And, actually, I walked in a little late. I got caught behind a traffic accident, and I missed most of that. And I still enjoyed the movie. You figure out what's going on. It's a standalone. Some of the storylines, you know, are a little predictable, and I figured out what was going to happen. But some of them aren't. I just enjoyed it so much. It's a light, entertaining, escapist movie. It's the kind of thing people go to the movies to see. And it was just very good. So one of the plot lines is that Maggie Smith's character inherits a French villa from this count that she met once for a day a long time ago. And the family, some of the family goes there to find out what's going on. And then there is a movie being filmed on the grounds of Downton Abbey while they're away, and that's part of why they went away. And, you know, it's the end of the silent movies. So they're shooting a silent movie at this time when the silent movies are about to go under. So the talkies are about to dominate, and that is a plot line in the movie. It's just very, like I said, light and enjoyable. So I recommend it, Downton Abbey. I forgot what the subtitle of it is, but it's the second one in the series.
A New Era, I think it is.
Yeah,
A New Era. New Era, yeah.
Anything else at the box office we should know about?
So, well, streaming now on Disney Plus is the new Chip and Dale movie. Not Chip and Dale Dancers, but Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
I did not see it. I was having problems with the screener that they sent me. I'm going to try and watch it over the weekend, but I did not see it. It looks like it would be good for kids. It has both animation and real human and animal actors. And it looks cute, but I can't say for sure. But I would say Downton Abbey for the adults and possibly Chip and Dale for the kids. One other thing I want to put a plug in for is one of my friends named David Malel, who is from Israel. There is a new movie coming out on Netflix today called The Beauty Queen of Jerusalem. It's about his family that left Turkey for Israel in the early 1900s. I have not seen it yet. I plan to watch that over the weekend.
That is on Netflix. Beautiful, Debbie. We got to run. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we'll do it again. We won't do it next Friday. Neither Valerie and I will be here, but we'll catch up with you again soon.
Have a great weekend.
You
Thanks,
too.
Debbie.
Bye-bye. Debbie Schlissel. Back in a moment.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.